走路不顾膝。
You tell me one day. So up until that day, right now, I think we should just put all that aside for a minute and get this party started. Thank you. Thank you.
Say what a privilege it is to be here tonight and playing for you, singing for you, and to be on the stage in this magnificent troupe of musicians, players, writers, all of whom I'm honored to call my friends and my musical family, so it's really fantastic for me to be here tonight. So I'd like to do this song for you now.
Indeed, very very happy, very pleased, thrilled, really, to be back here with you tonight. Thank you all for coming. Fleetwood Mac is a band that continues to move forward, continues to evolve, continues to grow through the good times and through the adversity. That's part of what has made us what we are, for sure. And especially right now in this particular moment, when the beautiful Christine has returned. In this particular moment, I can say that we have begun a beautiful, poetic and profound new chapter in the saga of Fleetwood Mac. And it is a chapter that is going to go on for some time and bear much fruit. I know I'm not wrong. We'll be right back. it's gonna stay here. So I don't you ask him if he's gone away. Yeah.
Thank you. song to American Horror Story.
You guys having fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause we sure are, we're just having a blast up here, I gotta tell you. This song is one that was a single, the first single from an album a long time ago called Tango in the Night. And, you know, back in those days, things were just a little more rough and ready, I guess, and the lyric pretty accurately describes the person that I was at that time. I think happily over the passage of time, that description has just become an echo. But I have to say, the song, in a more general sense, has taken on a slightly different meaning for me, especially now in this particular moment where things seem to be so circular and complete for the band and for all of us individually. I think whereas this song perhaps began as a kind of contemplation on alienation, it has now, for me, become a meditation on the power and the importance of change.
Thank you.
This next song is my kind of dedication song, except for, of course, the last song. I would like to dedicate this next song to my little golden girl. Her name is Tawi Gevinson. Tawi Gevinson, listen carefully because you're going to hear that name. She's going to be very famous. She's going to travel the world and do great things for mankind, I think. I'm pretty sure. I know she is. She's going to be a great woman, and she's going to be one of those women that you never forget. She already is. She's only just barely 18. So, Tawi, this is your song. You know how to play it on your guitar yourself, and you do a pretty damn good job of it, I have to say. This is Landslide. It's for Tawi.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Sabi.
Bring down the time, bring down.
Joined with Fleetwood Mac back in the, I think, the late, early 70s or something. And they were the gorgeous Stevie and Lindsay. And this was the first album that we ever made together, this configuration of Fleetwood Mac. And this was the first single. And I'm about to play it for you now.
It has a little bit of a story behind it. It has a big story behind it. We're only telling you little parts of it tonight. Once upon a time. This is not going to be as long as last night. I swear. I need a clock. I need a clock. A grandfather's clock right in front of your piano that just takes me right down. Okay, so short story. I'll get it out there. In the beginning, Lindsay and I lived in San Francisco, and we were in a band, his band, that he asked me to join, and then I was in their band. And it was a big band, because we opened for a lot of really big San Francisco acts. Santa Fe Fair Band, 75,000 people, Jimi Hendrix. Frosch Amphitheater, 30,000 people, Janis Joplin. And that's only two two of many things that we did, which I feel is why we were able to walk into Fleetwood Mac fairly confident, because we had actually sort of done that before. But there was a rumor when I was in this band for 3 years that there was a store in downtown San Francisco that where all the rock and roll women who had any money shopped. And so I was determined that I was going to go up to this store. So we actually made pretty good, darn good money considering. And so I took my mad little bit of money and I went up there and I walked into the store and it was really tiny and it was full of amazing, amazingly beautiful clothes. Like, I know the guys maybe can't relate, but the women, it's like, it was just fantastic. So I'm standing there going like, oh, I can't afford anything in here, but at least I'm standing here on the wood floor where Janice and Grace Slick stood and probably was standing there. And I realized that this was the dream. And I really felt like I had like a premonition that this was coming. And I was right, and this was coming. This is what was coming. So my premonition was right. There was a time when, after that, when I could go back to San Francisco and go to that store and actually afford to buy something. So if you believe in your dream and you work hard at it, you don't let anybody tell you you can't do it, dreams do come true. In the Velvet Underground. That's the name of the store. So the beginning of the song was written about that store, and it goes like this. So I'm back to the Velvet Underground. Back to the Gypsy.
Oh.
Yeah.
much fun we've had. So, thank you so much to each and every one of you. And, before my pants fall off, I think I'll take the opportunity to introduce some ladies and gents who share the stage with us at Fleetwood Mac, wherever we might go, all over this planet. So, with no more ado, starting on background vocals, Miss Sharon Solani.
Sharon Solani.
Sadae Alexander. Miss Lori Nix. Right. And on guitar, well, there he is.
Baba Billy.
Oh, very nice. Then, yeah. On guitar and vocals, make welcome here tonight, Mr. Neil Haywood. Right next to Neil up there, behind a profusion, a mountain of keyboards, on guitars and vocals, our long-standing friend and fellow musician with us in Fleetwood Mac. Make welcome here tonight, Mr. Brett Tuggle! So, no doubt, the next four people is an honor, of course, to share the stage with all of them. And starting on my left, our musical mentor, a man that I might add never got to leave the stage for if but 30 seconds tonight, with an eye on the future of this band, a brilliant guitar player besides, Mr. Lindsay Buckingham! Oh! Hey! Fleetwood Mac's eternal romantic, our poet, our Miss Stephanie Nix! Ways, we are truly amazed and overjoyed to be sharing the stage yet again with this lovely lady who has made this complete. Our songbird has returned. Dearest friend, Mr. John McAvee! What a note!
One, two, three, four.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.